This is Pastor Todd Kolbaum with Rural and Small Town Mission for the LCMS, and I have with me Reverend Bart Day, who is the Executive Director of the Office of National Mission and Interim Chief Mission Officer. So it's good to have you with you, Bart. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. It's great to be with you today.
All right. Well, today, basically, I wanted to talk with you about the importance of rural small town ministry and how RSTM came to be a part of the Office of National Mission in the LCMS. It's been around a long time. The office in Concordia, Missouri started probably about 10 years ago, and it's been doing work with rural and small town congregations around the Synod. But how did it really become part of the Office of National Mission, and what does that mean?
Well, first, what you say is important. That work has been there for well over a decade, and that was housed under what was World Mission, under the National Mission piece. There was a connection with Concordia, Missouri, out of the Spiffy Institute at St. Paul's High School. Ralph Geisler led that effort for Synod, but it was done more on kind of a part-time basis. So during the restructure of Synod, there were lots of little pieces like that that could easily have just kind of fallen through the cracks and could have gone away. But we identified that early on as a significant piece that we needed to keep in the Office of National Mission, and not just keep it part-time, you know, with a couple of volunteer people on the side. I mean, we needed to make that more robust. We need to have a full-time director, make sure they had full-time office support. And it was decided to keep it in Concordia, Missouri, that we didn't need the person doing real small town, living in a cubicle in St. Louis. There's not much credibility there, but we wanted to keep it in Concordia. Now, the reason why to keep it, I think, is important, because as I came in and started looking at the landscape of National Mission and where all of these new components in O&M were coming from Synod, it was clear to me that the majority of our assets and resources were going towards and being used by larger urban or suburban congregations of the Synod, that there was not a lot of emphasis out of Synod as a whole. Despite having that piece of rural small town, it was pretty quiet, that we needed to up the game. With well over half the congregations of the LCMS engaged in rural and small town mission, we needed to specifically make sure that those people were cared for, that their work was lifted up, that resources and services were provided for them, that they could see the mission field that still exists in rural and small town communities, so that we really needed to go all in rural and small town, understanding that was a cultural, a demographic, and even a missiological field that O&M needed to be engaged in. So we've kind of targeted rural and small town in that way, just as we have urban and inner city work, as we have campus ministry work, to make sure that we're lifting up the work and the ministries that are happening with churches and schools and workers in rural and small town America.
Well, thank you. That's and I think the really important part to emphasize there is the importance of that ministry. And an awful lot of times, and I just want to throw this out to you, because I get the statement, mostly it's a statement, you know, why do we bother? These are small congregations out in the middle of nowhere. What's the point? Why don't we just have them closed down? Everybody's got cars. They can drive to the city. Why put it so much effort into this?
Well, they are small congregations, but that doesn't mean that they don't have a mission field still existing. I grew up in a rural small town congregation in a rural small town, and it's easy for people to say, oh, everybody in our town goes to church. They're all church. They obviously, there's already connected to Jesus. And the reality is they're not. In most rural and small towns, I bet we can find half the population who is either completely unchurched or de-churched. So there is a mission field that still exists where we have the majority of our LCMS congregations. They have communities that have community needs. There are opportunity for mercy work and outreach in those communities. And there are people there who do not know the love of Christ. So there's no need to shut those congregations down or not support them, because the first mission priority of the Synod is to plant and to revitalize and sustain Lutheran congregations. So we have scads of them in rural and small towns that need help and support. We need to help sustain them. We need to help grow them. And that can, in fact, happen. And we need to tell them that it's okay to be small. I think far too often Synod has lifted up and shown the work of very large megachurch congregations in the Synod. And that's great, because they're doing great things too. But, you know, plant or grow where you've been placed and planted. And those congregations that are in rural America, they have a mission field, and there's work to do there too. So Cinda needs to continue to praise them and lift them up for the faithfulness that they do in their work.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's a great way to answer that, because they're the mission field is there. The work is there to be done. And quite honestly, these rural small town folks are just good, hard workers. They've got the history, they've got the pedigrees, they've got they're willing to get their hands dirty. They, like you said, they just need permission to do what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And then to have the resources available to them to get it done.
Right. And you and your office are providing those resources to them. You're connecting them with their communities. You're giving them models on how to plant churches. You're showing them how to share the gospel within their daily vocation. You're putting on roundtables and national conferences and retreats and all these things that are helping us to equip those congregations in the mission that the Lord has given them there. So I think it's a great opportunity for the LCMS. Oftentimes, we talk only about our work in mission that's maybe foreign or mission that's specifically ethnic targeted in the United States. And those are huge things. And we're going to continue to do those and expand those. But we need to talk more about the kind of bread and butter of the LCMS, which are rural small town parishes, probably worshiping 100 to 150 people a week. They're faithful to God's word, and they have a mission field. Some of them have been at that mission for 150 years, and we want to see them be at it for 150 more.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of that long-standing tradition. While sometimes it can be a challenge, it's a beautiful thing to celebrate, and a wonderful position, a wonderful ground to build upon as these congregations move forward, even some that are very, very, very small.
That's right.
I think one of the great things, too, is the fact that now that RSTM is part of the Office of National Mission, it so much broadens the scope of the things that are available to rural and small town congregations, which maybe they wouldn't have taken advantage of before. And if you could kind of talk a little bit about the other parts of the Office of National mm-hmm. Mission and how they can come to bear and bring resources through the RSTM office to the rural and small town congregations.
Sure. So while we've lifted up RSTM to make sure it has an office and a director and the staff to work with those congregations, we certainly don't expect you, Todd, and Amy to provide all those resources.
And we appreciate that.
So part of that mechanism is to use the other directors in O&M. For instance, if rural and small town congregations are working in ethnic ministry like Hispanic ministry or Black ministry, you then bring those directors, so Carlos Hernandez, who leads Hispanic ministry, or Roosevelt Gray, who leads Black ministry, you bring those resources alongside of RSTM. Or if you have rural schools that are facing challenges or struggles or looking to improve, then you bring Terry Schmidt from school ministry and all the resources we have there. If they're looking in rural and small town congregations who they partner with to do collaboration and mission work, you have all the recognized service organizations of the Synod, so you bring Deaconess Dorothy Krantz along. So all of these programmatic areas in Synod where we have people and resources quite specific, youth ministry, school ministry, stewardship, worship, the pieces of mercy work where you're engaging your community maybe after disaster response, or life ministry, health ministry, parish nurses, the work of deaconesses, specialized institutional chaplains that may be serving in rural and small town communities. All of these resources in O&M are to be accessed through Todd into the rural and small town congregations of Synod, so that we're able to bring them any number of resources to address the needs that they have on the ground that they are identifying as places where they could use support.
I think that's a great thing that we've got all this available with really no time taken at all. There recently, you had mentioned RSOs. Recently, it wasn't in that too distant past here that I got a call from a guy who needed a policy and procedure on something, and I was able to access that through Dorothy, who knew an RSO who had just recently written one. It makes it a piece of cake. Plus, it for congregations, these rural small town congregations that have limited budgets and resources, they don't have staff, they don't have the time or the expertise necessarily to do a certain thing, or the money to pay somebody to do it for them. Here they can access, and it didn't cost them a cent, and they can use that in their ministry and keep the ball rolling.
And that's what's great, I think, about what I'm kind of calling this overlay of O&M. We have a whole bunch of subject matter experts who work in very narrow pieces of ministry, so witness and outreach or youth ministry or school ministry. But over the top of that, we lay rural small town, urban inner city, suburban ministry, campus ministry, and you guys who are working in those areas where we're specifically targeting mission work for the Synod into the future, you then drag all of those other resources as you need them into the field, on the ground, to help the rural and small town congregations to grow and thrive where they're planted.
And that's really what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Uplifting, supporting, providing resources, and revitalizing congregations, which are really the backbone of our synod, 50% of our congregations and 50% of the membership. So
absolutely.
They are supported.
We love the rural small town congregations of the LCMS.
There you go. Well, very good. Well, Reverend Bardet, Executive Director of the Office of National Mission, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you, and we'll pray for your continued work in rural and small town congregations of the LCMS.
Great, and we pray for your work with the Synod as well.
Thank you.